On the phone, I've got Zachy Vengeance from Avenge Sevenfold. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing awesome.
All right, so November 30th, you guys are going to be back in town. It's been a while since we've seen you due to some unforeseen circumstances, but let me just tell you, we are pretty pumped to have you guys back.
Oh, we're so excited. I've been looking forward to getting back there and making it up for so long.
Well, we're going to be glad to have you. You guys are doing the Buried Alive tour, so what can fans expect this time around?
Oh, man, we're bringing our A game. We're going to be blowing some stuff up. We're going to be bringing out the big guns. You know, if it's starting to get cold, we're going to warm it up in there.
Things are blowing up. It's always awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so Nightmare, of course, I'm expecting to hear a lot of songs from there. Actually debuted at number one, your guys' first number one debut. How was that?
Oh, it was huge for us and for our fans. Massive for rock and metal music. There's not too many heavy rock bands that debuted on the charts and beat rap and pop stars.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a huge testament to our fans, and it was an amazing tribute to send out Jimmy with a number one album.
Mm-hmm.
That he much deserved, because he'd never get another chance.
Again, Zachy Vengeance from Avenge Sevenfold on the phone. Speaking of awards, you were just announced Best Guitarist, you and Sinister Gates, the Golden God Award. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's really a huge honor, especially me, considered a rhythm guitarist. I definitely share a little bit of lead duties.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure every rhythm guitar player probably says that, but we have so much fun up there, and we both have such unique styles, and anytime you win any award, we don't take any of that for granted. Definitely, it's incredible.
So, one of your influences as a band, you guys say Dream Theater. Of course, you guys brought Mike Portnoy in, played drums for a bit for you guys. Were you kind of starstruck when that went down?
Everyone had been such a huge fan. At that time, I was just so determined on just creating the album. I've never really gotten starstruck. The only time I've ever been starstruck is when James Hetfield and Lars Ulrich walked in to our dressing room at the Fillmore in San Francisco unannounced. My heart nearly jumped out of my chest, but I tried to play it cool. But it was great for Mike to step in and help us out during a very, very difficult time.
Mm-hmm.
And, we always considered Jimmy to be the greatest drummer alive, and mm-hmm. to have, an amazing drummer come in and complete something that Jimmy had started. We were absolutely honored.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he did a phenomenal job.
Zachy Vengeance from Avenged Sevenfold. We were talking about Mike Portnoy kind of stepping in, finishing the drumming on Nightmare. Now, you guys actually have a new drummer, Aaron. How are things going with him, and how did you kind of come across him?
Yeah, it's been going really good. We're not the type of band that was going to be holding any sort of open auditions, and
mm-hmm.
we reached out to our drum tech who had worked with Jimmy on just about every album we'd ever done, and he had a kid. We played two songs with him and said, don't call us, we'll call you. But we all talked and said, this kid is a phenomenal drummer. We
mm-hmm.
met him, he was 22 years old when he started playing for us. To do anything that the Rev was doing and to even be able to keep up is out of this world. So his first show was in front of about 10 or 15,000 people. He, stepped up to the plate, hit it out of the park, and he's been playing with us ever since.
10 or 15,000 people, I'm pretty sure I would have peed myself, so good for him.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, you mentioned the age difference there. Is it kind of like a big brother, little brother thing with him?
Yeah, definitely. He's a little starry-eyed and gets a little goofy at times because it's all new to him. We have to kind of tell him, hey, if you're playing in a big headlining rock band, you really shouldn't be, wandering around the buses and helping other bands load their equipment. He hasn't caught on yet that the enormity of the situation.
Again, Zachy Vengeance from Avenged Sevenfold. Now, I check out your guys' Facebook from time to time, and I think it's really awesome. You guys always have little special contests and things that people can win. I think you even do a lot of playlists on there.
Yeah, we try and stay involved and give our fans little bits and pieces of insight into what we listen to or what we're doing. We don't try and give away too much,
mm-hmm.
but our fans really appreciate it. It means, to meet some of these winners, to see the look on their faces when they get these guitars and stuff, it's just incredible.
Mm-hmm. And I know you guys did the make your own playlist thing via Facebook too. So if you are not a fan of the Avenged Sevenfold Facebook page, I suggest you do it so you can get in on all that cool stuff. Speaking of Facebook, James, who is a listener here, had a question I thought was kind of neat. Have you ever actually tried to play any of your own songs on Rock Band?
I have tried to play Beast and the Harlot.
Is it easier or harder?
I was miserable. It was embarrassing. My niece and my nephew were far superior guitar players to me in Rock Band, I'm afraid.
What level were you on?
Oh, I was on beginner, and
nice.
I couldn't figure it out.
Well, you can play it in real life, which is all that matters.
Barely.
All right, one last question, kind of random. McRib, fan or not?
I'm a double cheeseburger kind
of
guy.
Thank you so much. And again, looking forward to you guys coming back, of course, November 30th with Hollywood Undead, Black Veil Brides, and Asking Alexandria. It's going to be an awesome show.
Definitely. We're excited.
We're excited, too. And thank you again for calling in and chatting with us. Again, Avenged Sevenfold, November 30th. Tickets start at $39.75, so get yours now.